Good afternoon, Truth Wins team. Oh, good to be with you. It's a new paradigm.
A new paradigm.
Oh, well, we'll get to that in just a minute. But first, Amen. We're going to start off with the most important thing before we jump in an adventure is we pray.
Jump in the spirit with Jesus.
Right. Jump in the spirit with Jesus. That's a good
thing. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, for this day, this production, this life in you. Thank you, Father. We seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. We glorify you. We thank you, Father, for your Savior, for your Son, for your Word and your Spirit, your Ruach HaKodesh, that guides us in everything we do. We ask this now in the name of Jesus, the name above all names. Amen.
Amen. So we're going to jump off and we're going to see people who needed to have kind of a paradigm shift in what was happening to them. So here we go.
It says, 1 Chronicles 28:10. Consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it.
Right. So what if God is telling you today, go out and start a new church, plant a new church.
And do it.
And do it. Or go to a hospital and pray for the sick and have them healed, like our last week's thing where Liam was a man of God. He went and prayed for the woman about her heart.
And they didn't do the operation.
They knocked her out, but then they said, oh, we need another test. Things look different than we thought. And then
they decided not to do it.
And she woke up and went, whoa, there's no pain. Well, there was no operation.
There was no operation.
That would be a paradigm shift, different than you thought.
Right,
so
yeah.
God gives us good shifts. So there, if God tells you to go do something, know that it's where you belong. It may be a different path than you thought exactly would happen, but it will be a good path because he always ends up taking us where we should be. So let's go on to the next part of the story.
It says in Acts 27, 23 through 26, for there stood by me this night an angel of the God of whom I belong and whom I serve, saying, do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar, and indeed God has granted you all those who sail with you. Therefore, take heart, men, for I believe God that it will be just as it was told me. However, we must run aground on a certain island.
Right, and so there we see God's told him he has to go to see Caesar. So that's happening, but he had to have a paradigm shift because he's going in a different way than he thought.
I have an example of Jesus said, we're going to the other side in Galilee, and there was this big storm, and they had a paradigm shift.
Well, they were a paradigm, maybe we were going to sink, but that wasn't where you're supposed to go. But Jesus said no.
They should have kept their eyes on Jesus, and they were going to the other side, regardless of any situation in between.
Right, because this will tell you why.
Says in Romans 10:13-15, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on in him they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent, as it is written? How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things.
Right, so there we did see that Paul got a message that they were going to be saved, but they had to go, there was still a paradigm in a sense, they had to go to a certain island. It might not have been the first island, it might not have been the farthest island, but it was the right island. And so that God said you're going to go, and so you know you're going to go, but your journey might take, because God doesn't always tell us everything when he tells us to go do things, which makes it kind of a journey of, but that's how faith is built.
Right.
Like knowing that if he told us we're going to go
if
here.
He says go, you go.
Then we're going to go.
Yeah, don't let the unbelief and the obstacles in between stop you.
Right, so let's see how the story continues.
Says in Acts 27:21-22, but after long abstinence from food, then Paul stood in the midst of them and said, men, you should have listened to me and not have sailed from Crete. and occurred this disaster and loss. And now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss of life among you, but only of the ship.
Right, so that's pretty exciting. Like, Paul knew he would have to go, and where the paradigm was is it's sort of like you go, well, he told them not to sail, that the weather was not correct. And what did they do?
They sailed anyway.
And then what happened?
They
happens?
Said, we'll take the chance.
Right. Well, because they...
Well, there's no chance in not believing God.
Right. But the paradigm shift was, in a sense, Paul believing God. He said, even if I'm not quite going how I thought, I know I'll get there. So so it's kind of going back to where we've been teaching on prayer. A lot of times we pray and we're standing in faith, and then circumstances of other people outside of God kind of get in the middle of it, and probably Satan might try to get in the middle of it, but you don't really have to worry about it. You can have a paradigm shift in the sense, like, even if I go over here to this island, I'm still going to go before Caesar. I think that's the important part, though.
God said it, I believe it, that settles it.
Right, and so if God says we're healed, then we're healed. And so...
Regardless of the trek on the way.
Right, so you... Or if you're praying for finances, praying for a job, sometimes, you think, oh, like our son-in-law, he worked for Intel and he got sold and he didn't really want to be sold. It's kind of like Paul going, I don't really want to go to this island in Crete. And then the company went to sold him again, and now he's doing really well and Intel's not doing so well. So God has a plan, and he'll get you to the plan that he wants you at, and it's a prosperous plan, and it does right. What he wants. So Paul does end up getting to Caesar as planned, but let's see another person in the Bible who was kind of having to do a paradigm shift of what he thought, too.
It says in Acts 8:26-31, Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south along the road which goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is desert, so... He arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had a charge of all her treasury and had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning. And sitting in his chariot, he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said to Philip, Go near and overtake this chariot. So Philip ran to him and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, Do you understand what you are reading? And he said, How can I, unless someone guides me? And he asked Philip to come up and sit with him.
All right, so here we're seeing Philip, who is kind of sometimes why we think, oh, well, why do we want to go? Well, Philip is told, go run out and be in the desert.
Yeah, well, go down to that ugly place called Gaza.
So you're thinking, why would I want to go there? And it's not like the angel said to him, go down to Gaza because you're going to meet this guy, the eunuch, and he needs to have the gospel. He just said, run down there. And so he did. And then when he saw the chariot, the angel goes, go chase the chariot. And he's not really knowing exactly all the plan or what's going to happen or what. So they do read. He gets in the chariot, as we hear, and they read. And then he preaches to him and he tells him about baptism, the eunuch who'd never heard of being baptized and wants to be baptized. So we're going on to the next part of the story.
It says in Acts 8:38-40. So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. Now, when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found in Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea.
Right, and that's like pretty awesome.
Caesarea today is just north of Tel Aviv.
Well, and it's pretty exciting because he is obedient, and this one is even kind of different than Paul. Paul was given his destination, Caesar. In the sense of Philip, he was just told, go run and get in the desert, which doesn't sound like a real promising thing to do.
We all want to go to the desert to have a
party. And then he's there and he sees his chariot and goes, go outrun the chariot and stop, you know, like, go catch it. And it's like you can outrun a chariot too. And he gets there. And then he does what we've all been commanded to preach the gospel, because at the beginning we talked about how are people going to know if we don't share our blessings, share our testimonies, share our healing, share all the good things
of
God.
Blessing of the Lord.
Because that's how we'll help other people grow in the Lord, by sharing that.
The truth.
And then it's so exciting because he does that. Then he's translated again.
For the third time.
Right, because we know that like when he was in the boat with Jesus.
He was translated.
And Jesus walked with Peter on the water. Then Jesus got in the boat and suddenly they were transferred to the other side immediately.
Right.
So we see how Jesus taught Philip really about how to be translated, because I don't think any of the disciples had contemplated that before, or walking on the water for that. And then he learned about it. And then now Jesus has gone and sitting at the right hand of the Father, and Philip is translated again because faith keeps growing. Like once you've been translated, it probably is really easy to be translated again if it's for what God wants you to do, because it shows you what he was going to do.
All body of Christ has the opportunity to have all those things happen to us if God deems that, or the Holy Spirit deems that we should be there at the right time. And we're translated, like Philip, and the disciples were, all 13 of them went up there, Jesus and the 12.
Right, so they were all translated in the boat issue, like when he was walking on the water. But it just shows you God will put you where he wants. And then he did it because then he ended up, as he traveled through where he was translated to, he taught them as well about Jesus. So we're to do that. That's the ending command. Our favorite verse was, you know, is Mark 16:15-18.
Right. Truth wins.
And the important part of Mark 16-18 is it says, first of all, get born again. Then you can go lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. You can cast out demons. You can speak in new tongues. And if you drink any poison, which is really, or it happens to you, it won't harm you. Which is really important because Paul went to Crete. I believe that's where he got bit by the snake and it didn't harm him.
Somewhere there in the islands out there.
And
he shake the snake off. It was a viper, I think, and into the fire, it says. Right. And then they thought, well, he was being destroyed by the devil and he'd been a bad guy, so he was going to die. But he didn't die.
And then they thought he was a god.
And then they asked him, well, our head dude on the island he was sick and Paul said, I'll go and pray for him. And he prayed for him and he got healed. And then they tried to tell him, oh, you're a god. But he wasn't. He's saying, no, you're getting the wrong idea. Paradigm,
we always give glory to God. We give glory to God for all the healings that happen. And we think how amazing it is that we live in such a good time. Although there are doctors, Dr. Jesus is the best.
Dr. Jesus.
No side effects, nothing. In a flash.
The true physician.
Right, and so I guess with prayer, because we've been teaching on prayer, what we want you to know is although man may kind of get in the midst, the people around you, maybe your family, your sister, your brother, your coworker, and it seems like, oh, where's this taking me? Have a paradigm shift in your thought. Don't think fearful thoughts, think godly thoughts, and God will put you in the right place at the right time, even if he has to translate you there. We're all looking for that as to be our thing. So we say like and subscribe. We'll see you next
week. More than conquerors through Christ Jesus our
lesson.
Lord.
Share the gospel wherever, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Truth wins.